From Hidden Brain Media, I'm Shankar Vedantam. This is My Unsung Hero, stories where one person reached out to help another in a time of need.
I don't know the name of my unsung hero.
And here she was trying to encourage me that it was going to be all right.
Thank you. You will forever be my unsung hero.
Today's story comes from Nancy Pardo. In 2015, Nancy and her husband Tom spent a few days hiking in a national park in Maine.
And then one morning we were planning on doing the bike trails. So we were walking into town to rent the bikes, and the footpath was right next to the highway. There was no buffer, nothing in between the curb into this two-lane highway and where we were walking on the footpath. And all of a sudden, Tom said something, and by the time I looked at him, he was crumpling and he fainted.
Some passersby helped Tom off the road, and eventually he was okay. But later that day, he fainted again. And this time, they went straight to the hospital.
They did many, many tests, took several hours, blood tests, everything, and no determination could be made as to why he had fainted. So they released us. And before we left, I said, if it happens again, do we have to come back? And they said, absolutely. So we had walked about four blocks from the hospital, and we were looking at a menu to see what we might have for lunch when Tom went down again. This time, he went down harder and stayed out longer. And again, people materialized to be sure that we were okay. And then after several days at Mount Desert Island with different medications, they determined that Tom needed a heart catheterization, so we were transferred to the quote-unquote big hospital, the Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor. And the doctor did a heart catheterization, explained that no stent was needed, he didn't find any blockages. And the next morning, when the doctor came to release us, I asked him, what do we do now? I was very afraid. And I thought maybe he would say, you should go for this test or that test or see this kind of doctor or that kind of doctor. But he didn't say any of that. Dr. Isidore O'Carey, who I will remember my whole life, he said, go live your life. Go live your life. And it wasn't in a flippant way. It was his advice to us. And that's what we've done. Tom's had two bouts of cancer in 2009 and 2018. He is fine now. We are still living our lives and taking Dr. O'Carey's advice as often as we can, trying not to be afraid and to go live our lives.
Today, Nancy tells us that Tom is walking 5 miles or more a day and continues to do well. Cardiologist Isidore O'Carey still works at the Eastern Maine Medical Center. After our story first aired, a listener shared it with Isidore O'Carey, who reached out to Nancy. The doctor reiterated that we can never live in fear, and Nancy told him, I'm trying. To share your own story of gratitude with us, record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us at myunsunghero@hiddenbrain.org. You can also support our work. To do so, please go to support.hiddenbrain.org. That site again is support.hiddenbrain.org. I'm Shankar Vedantam. See you soon.